Yes, Leroy, we've got one of the best in the business in Jay-Z Clark. Does very good work for Triple M Footy. Newsbreaker, and he's with us now. Jay-Z, welcome to you.
Hello, fellas. Massive weekend of footy, isn't it?
Isn't it huge? No bigger game this weekend for me than St Kilda Melbourne. Either team wins, probably end up in the eight. You lose, you yibbida.
Gone.
Tell us about Jack Watts, out of the Melbourne team.
Well, he is, and it's a surprise. I mean, you talk to the people at Melbourne, and they say he hasn't been in great form since he came back from that hamstring injury. So his past two or three weeks have been pretty average, let's be honest. But, you know, even on the verge of a finals berth in this, in what is an early elimination final, your boy has been dropped. So it's a bit of a wake-up call. I mean, he went through this in the start of the preseason, didn't he? Simon Goodwin dropped him for the early preseason games. And it's fair to say that Watsy's just got a bit of work to do to get back in his side.
Jeez, he's an X-factor player. You'd think you'd want him out there. But Simon Goodwin knows more than us.
He does indeed. Great to see Angus Brayshaw back in too, Jim and Jay-Z.
Well, he was best on in the VFL, Billy, I think 34 possessions wearing a helmet, hasn't played since round two. I think the Melbourne boys just wanted to see him get that sort of confidence back in the clinches, that ferocity, and last week that was 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10. So great to see Angus back in the team. We just hoped, don't we, cross our fingers, Jim, and I'm sure you and the rest of the family do, that all that concussion stuff is behind him, and we were able to see this very good young player carve out a 200-game AFL career.
He's had three back in the twos and gradually been building, so I think he's ready to go. Talk to me about Jackson Trengove, also omitted by Ken Hinckley.
It's another big call, so they were absolutely woeful, weren't they, against Adelaide last week. And it's sort of a couple of the forward line players have copped the axe. I think Young's out as well. Trengove.
Monfries.
Monfries out. Wingard comes back in. So they desperately need to find some form. They take on the Collingwood side, who's been improved, haven't they, over the past month. But it's a really interesting one now where Trengove sits, because he is out of contract. He is out of free agent. We keep hearing that Carlton are preparing some money there for him to come to the Blues, maybe in exchange for Levi Casbolt. So not ideal for your future when you've been dropped 3 weeks out from finals.
Interesting. I didn't see the footy show last night, Bill, but they tell me that the coach of the Richmond Football Club, Damien Hardwick, pretty emphatic on the fact that Dusty will be there next year.
Well, Sam did it well. Sam said, now, come on, Damien, come on, give us a what is happening, and question him a couple of times. And I suppose Dimmer went probably more. He said more last night than he normally has, but I think he's reasonably confident, Jay-Z, that he's going to stay there. I think we all are now.
I think we're 99% sure, aren't we, that we're going to stay. I think North Melbourne had a decent crack at him. But why would he leave? I mean, we've seen this good young talent come through Richmond. He's going to get paid well, 1.1, 1.2, maybe for 6 or 7 years, and they'll look after him post-footy. So I'd be surprised. In fact, I'd be shocked if he went anywhere else other than Richmond, of course.
I'm just reading here in the VFL tomorrow, Essendon v Box Hill Hawks at Windy Hill, 210. The centre line for the Box Hill Hawks, Jim. Whitecross, Lovell, Jay O'Meara.
Ooh.
They're on top of his knee issues, they say, Bill. So I think the story goes, mid-season, he was saying, Jacob was saying that he was getting soreness in a particular spot, and they were scanning it, and it was coming up clear. So they, about mid-season, they were unsure what was happening there. But Jack Russell found out that the soreness was related to a different part of his knee.
Yeah.
And so they're actually sort of treating the wrong part, essentially. But once they've discovered where his actual problem was, treating that bit over the past 6 to 8 weeks, apparently he's made good progress. So they want to get him, have a couple of games in the VFL towards the end of the year. I think they're on top of the ladder. Box Hill have a good pre-season and hopefully launch at it next year, Billy. Good.
Josh Shackey again omitted. Mm. Why, when you're parked at the bottom of the ladder and you've got 3 games left of the season, wouldn't you get those 3 games into your number one draft pick?
Fair point, Jim. I'm not sure. I think they were keen to get some confidence in him and sort of some continuity at senior level. So he must really be going like a buster, to be honest, if they are going to get him out of the team, because he had signed a new deal, and they were sort of saying that it was a weight off his shoulders, but clearly struggling for form.
The old thing about experience not being available on the supermarket shelf, Bill, you got to play kids. You just got to expose them to the level, but especially if you got nothing left in your season.
And that's why it's very interesting that he's not playing. So something's not quite right there, Jimmy boy. But he did sign, didn't he? 5 weeks ago to stay on. So very interesting there.
Yeah, just to let you go, Stevie Motlop recalled, of course, for the Tigers' big game tomorrow at Simmons Stadium, but still out of contract, Jay-Z.
Yeah, and I'll be surprised if he does stay at the Cattery, Jim, to be honest. A lot of talk about Port Adelaide preparing an offer for him, so there's been no offer from the Cats at this point. They had planned to give him sort of 2 or 3 weeks off to help manage his groin, but with Duncan out and Hawkins out, they had to bring him and Menzel back in. So I'm not sure what you think, Bill, but I think these could be his last couple of games at the Cattery, Stevie Motlop.
No, certainly. If they haven't signed him, and I think Cookies has said it, we'll wait till the end of the year. So, mate, I think that, and I think he'd know that too. So it'd be nice for him to finish, galvanise the boys are tomorrow, ready to beat Richmond.
All right. Comprehensive as always, Jay-Z. Thanks very much for jumping on the line.
Good on you, fellas.